Unemployment will undoubtedly play a starring role at tonight's Republican presidential debate, the first outing for Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's leading previous frontrunner Mitt Romney in the polls. Romney came out with his jobs plan yesterday, focusing on corporate tax cuts, fewer federal regulations, and trade deals. President Obama presents his plan to Congress tomorrow night. Bloomberg News reports he'll call for $300 billion in spending that will include infrastructure projects and aid to state and local governments, offset by $300 billion in cuts. But at least three Republicans say they'll skip the speech, Minnesota Republican Senator Roy Blunt defending them on Fox News today.
I'm not sure that attendance to this speech is necessary. I intend to be there, but you better have a lot of new things to say. And so far, there's no indication that anything extraordinary is going to happen.
Well, our next guests will be listening. They're out of work. They know intimately the indignities that brings and what they want to hear from the president. Richard Turner of New York is 40. He was laid off from a hardware store a year and a half ago. Richard, how long had you worked there?
Well, I worked there for 14 years.
Wow. So you had something invested in that. And so how do you go from there to looking for a job? What are you looking for?
Well, I was looking for something in that field in hardware or construction and something in the maintenance field.
And?
Well, I just took a maintenance class with Strive for 14 weeks, and hopefully their job readiness program put me into position to get that job.
Talk a little bit about Strive. This is the job training program in East Harlem. Did you have to pay to take the program? How did that work?
Oh, no, it's free to get into. All you got to do is just be willing and ready to do the work.
Well, I understand, on your toes, because we hear that it's, you know, almost militaristic, that there's sergeant-like drill techniques, and they correct mistakes by fining people a quarter every time they make them. Have you been fined?
Never. Never been fined.
What kind of mistake would there be?
Using profanity in the classroom, or not complying with duties of doing things like writing assignments and things like that.
How'd you feel about that strictness?
I felt like it was really getting me ready for the workplace.
Yeah. What did they teach you in that job training program? What specific skills?
Well, actually, I knew a lot about the stuff that I learned, but I just needed the credentials for them.
Sure.
Well, I learned plumbing, carpentry. I've learned a little electrician. It was an all-around program.
Well, so you've taken the job training program, but no job yet. So where are you financially? How are you getting by?
They cut off my unemployment. So right now I'm depending on my siblings to help me out.
So siblings are helping. That's great. But we know you have custody of a 9-year-old little girl.
Yes.
So what else are you having to use to get by?
Well, basically, I'm on food stamps right now. I had to move to a lesser apartment, but I'm getting by.
But 40 years old, how long can you do this? I mean, how will you accommodate the fact that you haven't been able to find the work you want?
Well, basically, I'm broadening my horizons right now. I'm trying to anything that's in my job category or less than that.
What are some of those jobs that you might consider that you might not have a few years ago?
Well, like working in a supermarket, Target, you know, Home Depot, something like that. I don't mind doing that.
As you know, President Obama announcing his jobs plan. What do you want to hear from him?
I want to hear that there's more jobs coming our way and soon, because it's a lot of people that's out of work and they need work now. A lot of jobs have left the country and went overseas. We need to stop sending stuff overseas and start building it up here.
Richard Turner, what do you tell your 9-year-old about what's going on?
We're going to do it. We're going to make it. Don't worry about it. Things that we need, don't worry. It might be less than what we have or had, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Richard Turner, out of work for about a year and a half now, speaking to us from New York City. Thanks, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I want to make a quick correction. Earlier, I moved Roy Blunt to Minnesota. He is, of course, the senator from Missouri, and we heard from him earlier. As President Obama prepares to address the country on his plan to create jobs, what is it like to be unemployed? Many people know, with the rate at just over 9%, 14 million people know all too well. Let's hear from just two. Ken is from Levittown, Pennsylvania. He'll start. He's asked we not use his last name. Ken, you were laid off from a job in inventory control. Last May, you've been receiving unemployment. Your job search isn't going well. And even though you have a college education, you recently applied for a convenience store job. Would you have applied there, say, in 2008?
Never. It wouldn't even have been a consideration.
What else are you willing to look at now? What are some of the things that you've looked at that you might not have been before?
I have my resume in the Pennsylvania State Employees and in Federal Employees. And just to be part of that kind of bureaucracy and that kind of mindset was something that just kind of ran against my grain. But I put my resume, there was a inventory job at the Mint down here in Philadelphia. And it involved forklifting, and it involved lifting up to 75 pounds. That kind of lifting kind of work is something that should be gone from me since I was in my 20s. I should never have to look at that kind of work again.
How old are you now?
My education, 59.
And as you said, a college education, right?
Right.
Well, and here's what's at stake. You have a daughter who has a job, but she has $60,000 in debt. You have a 17-year-old, we understand, who wants to go to college. What's going to happen there?
She's going to have to do it on her own. You know, it's heartbreaking to think of her being in college and, you know, you're going to want to send her $20 or $40 and or help her with books or something. And all of that kind of money, just you've got to put that money straight into bills.
Given all of this, is there something President Obama can say? Is there something you'd like to see done?
The president has not stepped up and said, this is what we're going to do, like a Lyndon Johnson would have done.
Or some say FDR.
Well, FDR, too, came up with programs. And, I mean, Obama, I think, behind the scenes, is probably fighting an undercurrent to get rid of those programs that FDR put in place.
But what about the notion that, I mean, President Obama has talked about wanting to start programs that would spend money but get people to work?
I'm all for spending the money. There was some of that going on in this area where train stations and some railroad bridges were rebuilt with stimulus money. In fact, I made a delivery from the company I worked for to one of those job sites one day. So it rippled out, you know, in ways that you don't think about. Those kinds of programs make a difference very quickly, and I do not understand the objections to it. I do not understand the fight.
That's Ken from Levittown, Pennsylvania. He has a lot of expertise in inventory control and is looking for a job. Ken, thanks very much for speaking to us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Let's bring in 52-year-old Suzanne Mason from Flagstaff, Arizona. Unemployment there is about 9.4%, a little above the national average. And Suzanne, do I understand your last full-time job was in 2009? You were a traveling cardiac ultrasound technician?
That's correct. I was an independent contractor, and I was basically a substitute ultrasound tech. When a cardiac ultrasound tech would go on vacation, they would bring me in.
Well, and as part of your work, you traveled to Native American reservations to do heart tests. Then what happened?
When the downturn hit in 2009, there were a lot of people who stopped getting their health care, and they couldn't pay even the co-pays for their tests. And so I was laid off.
Yeah. And since you were freelance, did that change what kind of unemployment you can collect?
Yes. For all of my 26 years, except for the last 3 years of my cardiac ultrasound tech career, I paid into the unemployment fund. The last 3 years, I became an independent contractor. In Arizona, if you're an independent contractor and you do not pay into that unemployment fund, then when you're laid off, you do not get unemployment.
Wow.
So even though I paid into it for 23 years, they didn't count that. So I have been without a safety net, and I have been using credit cards to get by. And how I do that is that I shift credit card balances. Like I kind of trick Peter to pay Paul, and you cannot do that forever. I have a huge credit card debt.
Well, and you also obviously can't afford rent or mortgages, so do we understand you gave up your apartment and are, what? Well, where are you living?
I barter for my living as a pet sitter, and that means I'm moving about every 3 days or so. people who need me, for instance, when they go on vacation to feed and water their dog and exercise their dog, I stay in their house for that 3 days. And so that leaves me on the move quite a bit. It's a very tiring lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and here you are with a college degree, a technical degree. You were retrained as a pharmacy technician through a local grant. And you say you're in sort of a Goldilocks dilemma. What do you mean by that?
I worked for 11 weeks as a pharmacy tech. So when I go and apply for a pharmacy tech job, I do not get selected for even an interview because they don't have to choose somebody who only has 11 weeks of experience. And then when I apply for a cardiac ultrasound tech job, I have 26 years of experience. I was at the top of my pay scale. And if I take a job with a company, they figure that they will have to pay me at least a fair wage. So what happens is the porridge is too hot or the porridge is too cold.
Right. Well, in the meantime, what are you looking, what kind of jobs have you gone out for? We've been speaking to people who've said they've looked at things they never would have looked at.
I went out for a convenience store job.
Yeah.
And I went out for a job at a fast food place. And I didn't get picked.
Suzanne, is there anything you can hear from President Obama? What can help you in a jobs plan?
I would like to see a massive public works campaign for health care. We have an increasing amount of seniors that need to be taken care of. What's happening in healthcare today is that the people who are actually touching the patients are finding that they're being paid less and less, and they're being asked to do more and more every day and every week. So what I'd like to see from President Obama is a giant, what was equivalent to the public works for dams and infrastructure, only for healthcare. I'd love to talk to President Obama. He's a good man, and I'm sure I could convince him to do that.
Suzanne Mason, unemployed since 2009. She's got two college degrees and also was retrained as a pharmacy technician. She's a cardiac ultrasound technician as well, and now is pet sitting in exchange for a place to lay her head. Suzanne, we wish you all the best.
Thank you. Best to you also.